I'm going to ask that we go back to the passage of Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Mark 4, 24.
And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given.
Yes, okay. After church, I felt that it would be appropriate to bring to your attention that the principle taught in the words, with what measure you measure, the same will be measured to you. The way it is worded in Mark and probably other places, if we are not careful, we forget that that truth is stated many places in the Bible, because it is one of the principles on which the Almighty God deals with human beings. I mean every one of us. It is also a principle found in nature. We have used that same principle in the offering years after year. So to begin with, let us run to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 following. And a brother will still hold Mark chapter 4, verse 24.
But this I say.
This I say.
He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
May I? There are more, because I'm going to be asking the brother to read right to verse 11. Okay. But what is being stated here by the Apostle Paul is not anything new. The Almighty God fixed it both in nature, among his people, and wherever, that a person's reaping will usually be dependent on his sowing. That's an everlasting principle of God. And that is in every area of life that you and I have to think in terms of we are dealing with God. God deal with us on that principle of you reap or you receive depending on your input. We must remember it, because as I've said, it is in nature, it is in the spiritual realm, and the Almighty God has always used that principle. When Paul wrote here to the Corinthians, he's not stating some new law. He's stating what God has established. Read verse 6 again.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
Hold it. That's the way God fixed almost everything. And we as Christians must get it. In any dealing you and I have with God, the Almighty God deals with you on the basis of how much input are you willing to give to the thing. God will match it. I've stated from this pulpit many times, I might not have stated it over the past few years, but I've stated that the Almighty God has placed in our hands the extent to which he blesses us or withhold our blessing. God placed that in our hands, and it is based on this principle. You want enough from God, give enough to him. You want enough knowledge from his word, put out enough time. The point in Mark chapter 4 and verse 24 is that very point. You want to understand the will of God better? Put out genuine time. Having more wanting to within yourself, genuine wanting to. And God watches that and work with that. That's the principle upon which God operates. For this I say, Paul, he who sows sparingly reaps sparingly is stating an everlasting principle that we Christian, we must make sure we get it. Read on.
And he would sow it bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
That's God, fix it like that. And remember, you know, this is not only giving like of our money or it respect to our time. As the point in the lesson this morning when we took up Mark 4 and spent a little time on this point was in respect to how much effort we put out to understand God's will. That's the point there when Jesus Christ talk about whatever measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. That has direct bearing on the point of be careful what you hear. That is, as you try to hear truth, to benefit from it, how much time, effort, sacrifice, diligence are you willing to put in? Because what God wants us to know, you put in great diligence, sincerity, effort to know his will for the right purpose, the Almighty God going to match what you put in. And that is a fact. Read on, brother.
Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Here again, God loves whenever you give of yourself, if you're dealing with God or God's business, give it your best shot. And the Almighty God will match what you give. Remember, you can never outgive God. Read on, brother.
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
You see, it's on the same point. No. That it's not just some grace. All grace. The Almighty God is able. The word abound, as you know, means to grow. So God is a liberal God. God is a kind God, and God has the ability to make all grace grow towards you.
Amen.
But the Almighty God fix it that he operates on the principle that if you give to him or to his cause stingily, if I have so much time to commit to everything else in this world, but not much time to commit to his word, learning his word, be it with other Christian Bible study or by myself, then the Almighty God watches that. You or I don't escape that we have time for everything else but his word. And therefore, you will spend years now and again glimpsing over the world. And for the next 2,000 years, you still don't understand what you should understand about his word. Because the Almighty God is limited by the limit you place on him. That's right. You don't have enough time to spend with his word. He withhold your blessing in that regard. Read on, brother.
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things.
Notice the promise. That you, always having all sufficiency
in all things.
That's a liberal God with whom we deal.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
May abound to every good work.
May you will be in a position to participate in every good work that is there to be done, because God will provide you the means. He will provide you the means because he knows you will use it wisely.
Amen.
What verse is that?
The end of verse 8.
Read on.
As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever.
Here again, he's quoting, I think, from Psalms. Eh? You think Paul would have been finished there in verse 8? He hath what, brother? Dispersed.
He hath given to the poor.
He gives to the poor.
He hath dispersed abroad.
He dispersed abroad.
His righteousness remaineth forever.
His righteousness. God is a righteous God. And he's like that forever. Read on.
Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food.
Yeah. He that give seed to he who sow
Amen.
Is also the same one who provide bread. Read on.
And multiply your seed sown.
You hear? It's wonderful that God doesn't believe so much in addition. He believes in multiplication.
Amen.
Now, it's good to know. and what the brothers just read there is not exaggeration. That's the God with whom we deal. He multiply
your seed sown.
Seed sown.
And increase the fruits of your righteousness.
And increase the fruit of your righteousness. There's no way you can ever turn just briefly to the point raised this morning that has direct relationship to the amount of time and effort and commitment we are willing to spend with the word. Be it spending it with the word, in Bible study with other Christians, in worship as we listen to a message, a Sunday school lesson, or be it in the privacy of our home, our office, wherever you spend time with God's word, by yourself, with other Christians, the Almighty God has great interest in the premium time that you spend to know him. And hence, whatever measurement you use, that's measured back to you. Read on, brother.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness.
You notice how many times the word bountiful has been used in the passage. And all of this, what the inspired writer Paul is doing, is just quoting. A while ago, he quoted from Psalms and relating to the Corinthians that what I am sharing with you, Corinthians, about God's ability to overmatch whatever you put in. Paul is saying, here are backative from God's word, from Old Testament. What verse are you?
Verse 11.
Okay, read verse 11, and you may stop there after you have read verse 11.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness.
Which causeth through us thanksgiving to God.
That's right. You see, when God blesses people, his people must be thankful to God. Okay, but Brother Mitchell, that was 2 Corinthians. We read that all the time. But remember that 2 Corinthians, which the brothers just read, is stating not something new. Paul was just repeating or rehearsing principle laid down by the Almighty God. Let's run to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 through 27. We have some of the same truth.
There is that scattereth.
There is that scattereth.
And yet increaseth.
And yet increase.
And there is that withholdeth more than his meat. But it tendereth to poverty.
You get it? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Scattereth here is referring to giving. And withholdeth is referring to stinginess, selfishness, meanness. Let me That was Proverbs now?
Proverbs 11, from verse 24.
There are those who generously scatter abroad and yet increase more. There are those who withhold more than is fitting or what is justly due, but it tends only to want. In other words, what the principle here is, the more liberal you are, in a rational way, it's the more God will bless you. The more stingy, pinchy Kobe you are, it's the more God withhold from you. We're reading in Proverbs, that's the wise man Solomon. But he's just stating a truth that he knew. God established this truth among the Israelites. Let me read that again. There are those who generously scattered abroad, which means they give, they share, and yet increase more. You'd think that, well, if the person give away so much, then I go have anything left. No, God will provide. There are those who withhold more than is fitting, what is justly due, but tend also to want. They are the most likely person to be in want, the stingy person. But the wise man not finish. I go on to verse 20. Let me hear verse 25, brother.
The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
I like that. That's exactly what Luke was saying, with what measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. That's the exact point in the lesson this morning. Read that again, brother.
The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
The liberal person shall be enriched, and he who waters shall himself be watered. Amen. You do good to others, others will do good to you. That's the principle. Who laid down? God. Verse 26.
He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it.
You hear? In other words, when you use what you have to benefit others, God bless you. May I? Don't think only in terms of money. Think in terms of the truth of the gospel. There is no greater value anywhere. And don't think of the gospel as something that you hoard to yourself or you benefit for yourself only. No, the gospel is to be shared. And the more you share it, is the more God bless you to know it and bless your effort. The people shall curse him who holds back grain when the public needs it. But a blessing from God and man is upon the head of him who sells the grain so that others can benefit. Read verse 27, brother.
Verse 27, he that diligently seeketh good, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him.
Yeah. And that's you know, a mischievous person, sooner or later, he mischief upon him or herself. That's a fact. The mischievous person may create mischief for others, you know, but sooner or later, the mischievous person live in their own hell that they create. Are we all there? Do I know that I'm a kind person? For umpteen years, I point out in counseling, be it premarital or whatever, people, wife and husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, I said to people all the time, if you want peace in your home, sow peace. You cannot sow miserableness, misery, and whatever, and reap peace. Are we all there? And we must keep that in mind. You are you here as a man or a woman? You are not yet married. You plan that when that time comes, you will try to sow peace in your home environment. And you know who will benefit from it? You. But if you sow misery, selfishness, and whatever, that's what you will reap. That's the same principle Solomon is on here in verse. He who diligently seek good,
procureth favor.
Seek God's favor. You're right, brother. You're right. Seek God's favor. This one adds, seek God's favor. That is he who diligently seek good seek God's favor, but he who searcheth after evil, the evil you search for will come upon you. What is the point? What you sow, you reap. Are those two passages in Corinthians and Proverbs the only passage? No. Look at same Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. Same principle. Let us hear it. Yeah.
He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor.
Here again, you have a bountiful
eye.
That is, you take pleasure in giving, in sharing. God going to bless you. Run to the passage in Psalms 112, verse 9.
Psalms 112, verse 9.
Yeah.
And it reads, he that dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor.
You hear here again, David is putting it in his own word. How you disperse, which means you share, you give. And he said you're going to have much corn. Well, if you want much nanny, then you'll have that too. What the passage is teaching, be a liberal person. God fix it. That if you're selfish and mean and inconsiderate, you're going to get that return from God. If you're liberal and kind and considerate, you're going to get that kind of return from God. In the principle this morning is the premium time that you would put towards knowing Jesus Christ and his will. The commitment you put, the value you put on knowing the will of God for good reason, the Almighty God will bless you accordingly. Don't ever forget that. When you and I are too busy to, if it is Wednesday night come around, we have other things to do. If it is some premium time when you should spend with God's word, probably looking over something that was taught in Sunday school or in a sermon where you need to go and look it up for yourself, but you are too busy, the Almighty God will withhold the knowledge from you that he would normally open your mind to have, because you don't have time to spend with his word. That's what Mark chapter 4 and verse 24 is teaching when it talks about with what measure you measure out, it will be measured to you. And last passage, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 9.
Verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
That's a principle. This is no new law. You know, what the brothers just read, what Paul has just written here, is a principle that God used to deal with people all over. Israelites, you and me and others. Read it again.
Be not deceived.
You don't fool yourself.
God is not mocked.
You can't fool God.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You see, governing this is not only the whatsoever, howsoever. It's not only what you sow. How do you sow? Do you sow liberally? God will match your liberality. in all the important areas of life that you know is good, it's important, it's right, and especially when dealing with the will of God, whatever you put in as genuine sacrifice, effort, the Almighty God will match it with His blessing. And you must never forget that. So when we apply this morning to you or I or anybody studying God's word, spending time with it, what I want you to be mindful of is that that principle of sowing and reaping is spread throughout God's word, Old and New Testament. And as Christian, we must never forget that. And I encourage you to never forget Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. It has direct connection to the amount of effort, the amount of commitment, the amount of time that we spend, are willing to spend, to know and understand and to share God's will. You cannot give more than God can give. Thank you.